I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's always fun whenever I hear of a new business or a new side hustle that starts from a listener, which, by the way, I love hearing stories from listeners about your side hustle, your business. It's just so cool, especially when it comes in some connection to the show. But even if it doesn't, it's still cool. But what I was going to say is it's always fun whenever I hear one of these things that's based on one of the case studies we featured in the past. In other words, we've told the story of somebody, and then some other listener out there is like, hey, that's pretty cool. I want to do something like that in my town. I recently heard about this with an urban hiking tour that we've talked about a couple of times taking place in San Francisco. Just heard from somebody who's starting one in, I believe it's Kansas City, if I'm not mistaken. So I'll get some more information about that and pass it on to you at some point. But today I've got another question. The Hoboken Girl story, Hoboken Girl, which is just the name of the brand, that story of an online citywide news hub, which I believe we first featured in episode 902 or something like that. That story has led a listener to wonder if he can do something similar in his city. Well, of course he can. I mean, that's the short version. But what are the prerequisites? What might he need to know? Also, I want to give you a book recommendation right at the top of the show here. John Lee Dumas, a longtime podcaster, someone that I have learned a lot from in the past. His first book actually is out today. It's called The Common Path to Uncommon Success, A Roadmap to Financial Freedom and Fulfillment. I had a chance to read an early copy of the book. It is insightful. It is helpful. It is definitely something that will help people learn. So again, The Common Path to Uncommon Success by John Lee Dumas. That book is out today. And in this episode, does the idea of a hometown tourist guide have merit? All right, that's all coming up in a moment, 30 seconds to be precise, after this message from our sponsor.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from the people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hi, Chris. This is Ash from Ashland. And yes, people point that out all the time. So it got me thinking about Hoboken Girl from episode 902. I live in a mid-sized town / city, and I don't think we have anything like this. At least not a single source that's well curated and frequently updated. Do you think her model is still viable for someone starting today? If so, what's the best plan of action to move forward? Appreciate any help or advice you can give me.
Ash from Ashland, what's up? That is great. And thank you for the question as well. So is it still viable? Is this still a viable model? Yes, absolutely. But it's also important to look at why it worked so well. This is definitely a slow build kind of project. It's not a get rich quick plan. It's one that requires a lot of effort, really just dedication, because it's dedication to content, like creating a lot of content. It's dedication to relationship building. I mean, the business model here is advertising, either advertising or, you know, sponsorship, partnership in some form. So that requires, you know, constant, consistent sales and relationship building, in addition to, as I mentioned, content creation. Takes some time, really, to build critical mass. So time, serious commitment, you know, do be aware of that. I think it's also really important to find the right kind of city, the right size city, let's say. And one of the reasons why Hoboken Girl did so well, at least according to her theory, which I agree with, is that Hoboken was a mid-sized city, not too small and not too big. Hoboken is near New York City, but the critical point was she was focusing on the mid-sized city of Hoboken, not New York City. And of course, there are lots of smaller towns in New Jersey and the surrounding area, but I don't think those would work either. So you need it to be large enough to have enough website visitors, have enough businesses to partner with, but not so large that it kind of loses the whole, you know, community feel, which is, again, why it was successful. So not easy, but definitely still viable for the right person and city. Ashland might be a little bit small. I think it's 20,000 population size compared to Hoboken, which is 50,000. But, you know, it also has a big tourism industry. So perhaps that helps. Just a specific comment there for Ash. All right, that's it for today. Remember the book recommendation, The Common Path to Uncommon Success by John Lee Dumas. And listeners, if you've got a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. Thank you for joining me. I hope you'll come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.